Welcome, distinguished alumni, spouses, family, faculty, and guests. It's my honor and privilege to bring greetings to you today from the class of 1980. As I prepared for my speech today, I wondered why a desperate housewife from Carmel, Indiana would be chosen to speak. I know that many of you in the audience have done extraordinary things in your lives. Take Deborah Burand, for example. When I last spoke to Deb, she mentioned that since April, she has traveled to South Africa, the United Nations in Switzerland, Paris, Romania, and she even took a road trip to Transylvania. Surely hearing an excerpt from her travel journal would be more interesting than anything I have to say today. However, I realized that I may provide a unique perspective on DePauw, given my career change from corporate law to college counselor. I have seen DePauw as a student, as an alum, and now as a matchmaker, recommending DePauw as an outstanding option to high school students. As a wide-eyed freshman stepping on the DePauw campus, I had no idea what the next 4 years would bring. We all have memories of DePauw, from the Spinners concert in Bowman Gym to the Billy Joel concert, unforgettable Boulder runs, Little 500, Rush, winter term, finals, dances, Marvin's garlic cheeseburgers and burritos, Old Gold, band, vocal and orchestra concerts, theater performances, and classes. Unfortunately, the Monon bell was never close enough for any of us to ring during our 4 years in Greencastle. We connected and made good friends and vowed never to forget our days at DePauw. Now, as alumni, we gather together to celebrate the relationships that we cultivated and to give back to DePauw for all it has given to us. As I look around at the other classes gathered here today, I am awed by the energy and enthusiasm of the participants. We share a common bond, a love for DePauw, and a need to stay connected to those lifelong friends we made as students. You know, the friends you haven't seen for 10 or 20 or 25 years, but you resume your conversation as if no time had passed. This gift we give to DePauw is not about fundraising, rather it is the gift of friend-raising. We have among us esteemed colleagues who include educators, scientists, business owners, wedding planners, homemakers, attorneys, accountants, executives, volunteers, doctors and counselors, to name a few. Although we started on common ground and pursued various journeys to success, we have convened today to share our rich life experiences. I am proud to recommend DePauw to students as a selective, vibrant, and competitive university. DePauw breeds uncommon success, and all of you here today are evidence of that motto. From the honor programs, including ITAP, what a wonderful presentation they did, that's the Information Technology Associates Program, the most recent addition to our honors programs, to the Pulliam Center for Contemporary Media, DePauw receives national recognition for innovative programming. When students protest that they couldn't possibly survive in an outpost like Greencastle, I calmly explain that there's so much to do on campus: athletics, viewing student art exhibits at the new Peeler Art Center, working out at the new Lilly Center for Physical Education and Recreation and the indoor tennis and track facility, or hiking in the new nature park. The Greencastle becomes a community in which to volunteer, do your banking, or shop at Walmart. In closing, I found a poem that describes my feelings about attending today's festivities, so bear with me. It was my class reunion, and all through the house, I checked in each mirror and begged my poor spouse to say I looked great, that my chin wasn't double, and he lied through his teeth just to stay out of trouble. Said that neath my thick glasses, which I chose not to wear, my eyes hadn't changed, and I had the same figure, just a mite rearranged. He said my skin was still silky, though looser in drape, not so much like smooth satin, but more like silk crepe. I swallowed his words, hook, sinker, and line, and entered the reunion feeling just fine. Somehow, I'd expected my classmates to stay as young as they were on that long ago day. We'd hugged farewell hugs, but like me through the years, they'd added gray to their hair or pounds to their rears. But as we shared a few memories and retold some class jokes, we were 18 in spirit, though we looked like our folks. We turned up the music and dimmed down the light, rolled back the years, and were young for the night. Thank you.